Of the stories in Bracious about the Avos, so certainly the Av that has the least discussion about his activities is Yitzhak Avinu. And one very prominent aspect of Yitzhak's life that gets discussed at length is digging wells. The parsha discusses at length the different wells that he dug and the names that he gave them, and it says that he redug the wells that Avram had dug. So the Ramban is bothered. He says that why is this important for the Torah to share with us, right? He says even in Pashup Shad, he says, read his logic, he says, Yisabar HaKadosh V'yarich Be'inyan HaBe'eros. The Torah speaks at length about the Be'eros. Ve'ein b'pshute ha'sipur to'elas v'lo kavod gadol Yitzhak. He says that it's hard to understand in the Pashup Shad what we're supposed to learn from this. And he says it doesn't even show, like, if you talk about that he had lots of, I don't know, servants, lots of cattle, maybe that at least says that it gives him kavod or whatever. But to say that he dug lots of wells, he says it doesn't even show kavod to you. It's like, what's the point of this? He says, "Huv aviv asu otam b'shava." He says, "Aval yesh b'davar inyan nistar b'tocho kibalo dia davar asit." Okay, so he says the Ramban says that there's more to the Be'eros than meets the eye. The Be'eros doesn't just mean that Yitzhak dug wells, that there's a simon being hinted at in the Be'eros. Okay, and he explains that the Be'eros, he dug three Be'eros, and he says that each one of them is a simon to the Beis HaMikdash that's going to be built, and he says that that's why the first two, it says that they fought with him about them, and the third one, they accepted and nobody fought about it. So he says that's a simon to the two Beis HaMikdash that are going to be destroyed, and the third that is going to be eternal. Okay, so what we see from the Ramban is that we see that when we talk about digging Be'eros, that there's more than just the Pashut story, that the digging Be'eros is a symbolism for, he refers to it, it says that the Beis HaMikdash is referred to as Makor Mayim Chaim, the source of life. So the digging Be'eros means that Yitzhak was finding drachim of bringing out chius in the world, drawing the Mayim Chaim, drawing out water from the wells. That was a symbolism that Yitzhak was creating mahalchim in the world of bringing out chius and ruchnius in the world, and that established the Ma'aseh Avos Simchat Torah. That established the precedent for building the Beis HaMikdash. We see in Chazal
through just digging wells.
No, that's what the Ramban is saying, that there was a symbolism that Yitzhak was showing that Yitzhak had the koach to bring out chius, to find life giving force in the world, and that means that he had this koach of being mechadesh. We'll see the specifics, but creating new mahalchim and ruchnias that bring life into the world. Okay, now in specific, we see that the Be'eros are used to be merames to Limud Torah. There's a medrash that counts up and says that the word Be'er appears in the Torah 48 times, and the medrash says that that's a remez to the 48 Kinyanei Torah. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says that there's 48 ways to prepare yourself to acquire Torah. So he says that Be'eros are the drachim that a person prepares himself to learn Torah. The Sfas Emes takes it a step further and explains how the Be'er is a mashal to Limud Torah. The Sfas Emes on our parsha, he says, Ka Be'eros heim limtso or haTorah asher nata Hashem Yisbarach b'sochenu mamish. That the Be'eros, he says, is finding the light of Torah that Hashem implanted in us. Okay, so the
The process of digging a well is a mashal to the process of discovering the Torah that's within us. Okay, so let's take a minute and think about the mashal and the nimshal, and we're going to see that it's going to teach us a very, very important yesod about our attitude towards the Limud Torah. What happens when you dig a well? When you dig a well, you go out to a field, and the field is fallow. The field is not productive because there's no water to grow anything, right? So what do? You say, I'm going to go and I'm going to dig a hole in the ground, and I'm going to find water that's going to come and bring life to this field and enable it to grow things, okay? So what happens? You go out to a field that looks totally lifeless and fallow, and you start to dig, okay? Now, if you dig a little bit, so then what happens? So now you have a fallow piece of land with lots of pits and ditches and holes in it, right? So now this situation just got worse. So if you give up now and you say, okay, no, this is a useless field, there's nothing I can do with it, goodbye, right? So you just made things worse. But if you persevere, you push that extra, put that extra push in, and you keep digging and digging and digging, eventually you get to the water. And as soon as you get to the water, then everything changes. Now there's life in the field, the water can come and enable you to grow in the field. Okay? So now, that's exactly the process that we go through in Limud Torah. In other words, when a person starts to learn the Torah, he feels like it's fallow. He feels like it's barren land. There's nothing, there's no life there. Okay? When you learn something superficially, you don't feel a chius in your learning. Okay? So what do we call a field that's barren? A sadeh bor. Okay, a sadeh bor is an uncultivated piece of land. Okay, what do we call a person who hasn't learned Torah in depth? A bor, right? The same word. Bet, bet, vav, reish. A bor, ein bor, ein aretz chasid, ein bor yerechim. Or maybe it's backwards. A bor is an unlearned person. Okay, so there's an exact parallel here. That a sadeh bor is an uncultivated field. A bor is an uncultivated is a person who hasn't learned Torah in depth. Okay, then what happens? You start to dig. You start to be ma'ayin into the sugya, and what happens? Everything gets worse because now not only do you have a boring, uninteresting sugya, but you have a sugya that's full of kashas, right? You have kashas here, kashas there. Everything's shver, right? So now. Now you're really in a bad matzah, right? So if you give up now, so what do you have? You have a boring sugya with lots of kashas, right? So what's the eitzah? Keep digging, right? If you keep digging, then all of a sudden you find the be'er, you find the well, right? What do we call it in Torah when you understand something clearly? Bi'or, right? Be'er heitev, bi'or. Is a clarity in understanding, right? So when you get to the biur of the sugya, then it turns into the mayim chaim. That's when you bring life into your Torah. When all of a sudden you get this clarity, the biur in the sugya, that's what brings chius to now the whole sugya opens up. Now you brought life into the sugya. Now, where do you get that insight from? Where does the biur come from after all the hard work? Okay, so the Sfas emphasizes. He says, "Be'eros heim limtzo ora Torah asher nata Hashem b'sokeinu mamish." The Havana is be'etzem inside of us. The be'etzem, we have built into us the ability to understand Divrei Torah, and we just need to put in the effort to persevere, not to give up, and to push that extra little bit until we get to the clarity in the sugya that comes from the amelus of digging the bear. Now, what's the difference between the word bor and the word be'er? You substitute the vav with an aleph, right? So what is the aleph? The aleph is the letter that represents pnimius. The aleph, the Torah starts with beis, right? The aleph is the letter that's before Briyas Olam. The aleph is made up of two yuds and a vav in the middle, which is the 26 is the gematria of Shem Hashem. Okay? The Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. That's the Aleph. Okay? The Aleph is the deepest Nakuda of Pnimius. Okay? So that's what we're looking for. It's Vav and two Yuds.
Make up the letter, the form.
If you write the letter,
the surah of
it. Okay. So when you get to that Nakuda of Pnimius, that's what the Sfasem is saying, that you find the Nakuda of Pnimius, you connect to the depths of your own neshama, then you find the biur, that all of a sudden everything makes sense. The Nakuda that we want to come out with here is that we have to relate to Torah like digging wells. That we can't just get frustrated because everything doesn't jump out at us the first time we learn something. That's the way it's meant to be. That's how digging wells works. Is that you have to put in the effort, you have to persevere, not give up hope. And if you do that, then all of a sudden you get the payback that you find this Nakuda Pnimius that sheds light on the entire sugya. Based on this, we can understand something that seems like a pella, that the place where people learn Torah we refer to as a yeshiva, right? So where does the name yeshiva come from? So the Pashis, you would think, it's a place where people sit. You know, it's a bit of a mundane name to call a place the place where people sit. There's a lot of places where people sit. Right? Why is it Dafka a place of Lima Torah? Okay, but it's a particularly schwer pshat because the Gemara says that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until Rabban Gamliel, they weren't allowed to learn Torah sitting down. You were only allowed to stand up, right? Because it wasn't covered in Torah. It's only because you read us at Doris that we sit when we're learning Torah. You'll tell me maybe yeshiva is a new fangled name that came after the Yerida Sedoros.
Yeshiva
Shem Be'Aver. Yeshiva Shem Be'Aver. The Gemara says that the Avos were Zaken v'Yoshev b'Yeshiva, right? Each one of them, it says they were Yoshev b'Yeshiva. So the Shem Yeshiva goes all the way back to Shem Be'Aver, to the Avos, but they were learning standing up, Pella, right? So what's the pshat? So the Gemara Be'etzem in Megillah says that the Lashon Yeshiva, when it says Zaken v'Yoshev b'Yeshiva, that it's, I'm sorry, in a different version. In the parsha by Moshe, it says that he was Yoshev Bar Sinai. It says Yoshev is a Lashon Akava. Yoshev is to be mit akev, to hold back, to delay, you know, to stay put. Akava is a Lashon to stay put. Yeshiva, when we say Yeshiva, we don't mean a place where people sit down. What we mean when we say yeshiva is a place where people are mit akev, that people have patience to sit and focus on the sugya until they get to the biur. Okay, that's the nekuda. This nekuda, in particular, I heard from Rav Gershenfeld that's the shem yeshiva. The shem yeshiva is that it's a place of akava. That the ikur difference between a lima Torah of a baal bas and a lima Torah of a yeshiva bacher is meant to be the akava, the being able to persevere, to keep digging the be'er, to try to find that nekuda of chius in your learning. That's the ikur that a person only gets when they're in yeshiva. When a person has the time and the focus to push for that level of clarity of getting the biur in the sugya, that's what makes limud Torah of a yeshiva special, and that's how it gets the shame of yeshiva. Okay, now like we said, that where does the biur come from? The biur comes from within ourselves. That Hashem gave each person a certain capability to be mechadish. There's a certain chelik in Torah that's shayach to us. Rav Tzadok is medayik the lashon in the tefillos of Yontif that we say v'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha. The tefillah of v'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha. Rav Tzadok is medayik that it's mashma that each person has his own personal chelik, and we're davening to be able to develop and bring out our own personal be'er, our own personal chelik in Torah that's tamun in us. That's our responsibility to uncover that. That's the there's a. It's not clear if it's a chazal or the maimer and the Sefer Chassidus bring that the Shem Yisrael is a roshei tevos yesh shishim ribo osios l'Torah, that there are 600,000 letters in the Torah. There's a discussion exactly how you make that calculation, but there's 600,000 osios to tell us that each Jew has his own particular chelik, that each Jew has his own special area where he can bring out the clarity in the sugya. So that's the ikar goal of our Lima Torah has to be to get to that level of clarity where we find a havana that rings true, that makes sense to us. That connects to our chiluk in the Havana and Torah. What does it mean to be mechadish in Torah? Just not to think that now all of a sudden, oh, you know, let's say I have to be mechadish my own chiluk in Torah. That doesn't mean that you have to come and argue on every ksos and go and answer all of Rabbi Kivager's tzarachim. The nekuda is to get to a point where you can be mosiv clarity on the sugya, where you can give a hesbir, a biur, that adds a little bit more clarity to the sugya. That's tapping into your nekuda of chiddush in the Torah. Is a lashon of Baruch Chaim V'lashon, what does it mean to be mechadish in Torah? He says, "In inyan chidushe Torah, nikra kol mashalomed yoser umisbarim hadvarim umechuvarim etzlo kigol kolzman shememashmish bahem motzi bam tam v'zeh etzlo chidushim." This is Baruch Chaim V'lashon. A chiddush is every nekuda of clarity that you can be mosif to the sugya. Anything that you can give a hesber, a biur, you can explain in a way that rings true, that makes sense, that makes it more understandable. He said that's being mechadish in Torah. Okay? So that's the nekuda we need to learn from the be'eros. We need to learn that our goal in yeshiva is to develop the biur and the sugya. That I'll be mostly one more nekuda from Rav Gershenfeld. That he says over from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal that the pasuk says lo b'shamayim, that Torah is not b'shamayim. So Rav Moshe darshens that shamayim is a lashon of sham, it's over there. So don't think that Torah is over there. That the answer to all my questions is if I find the right sefer, if I look in the right place, I'll everything will become clear to me. The attitude has to be that b'ficha uvavavcha asosu, right? That's the same of the puzzle. B'ficha uvavavcha, the ikar of Lima Torah is in yourself, is just working on the sugya, thinking it over until you get clarity. That's really the ikar koach that we're looking for. We shouldn't feel like Lima Torah is just a question of collecting Mara Makom, is just finding an insight here, finding an insight there. The nekuda is, even if you're just learning an achron, but there's a difference between being able to say, oh, the Kovetz Yerim says this, and saying, I learned of the Kovetz Yerim and it makes sense to me, and now I see the Hesber, it rings true, I hear how he answered the Kasha. That's, whatever you're learning, whether it's your own Chidushim or your understanding of something that's said, but it has to be done b'derech shel biur, in a derech of, that you're mit'akev, you take the time and the patience to sit and work through and think it through until you get to the level of beer where it brings chiyus and it you feel the life that's coming from the clarity that you're getting in Torah. That's the Iker Lima that we need to develop in yeshiva, is that ability to be midakev and to think about things until we get the real beer on the sugan. Oh.